If you're looking for exciting dishes to serve at a summer cookout or something to help you get out of a cooking rut, good news, 2022 has already been a banner year for cookbooks. That's according to our friends at NPR's Culture Desk. So they've got suggestions for you. As part of NPR's Books We Love project, they have compiled a list of them. And NPR cultural correspondent Netta Ulaby is here with us to tell us about some of these new cookbooks. Hi, Netta. Welcome. This is excellent news.
It is excellent news. And I have a little prop. I want you to tell me if you can guess what the sound is.
Oh, man. A tea infuser.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's not quite. They are teaspoons.
Okay. Well, all right. I failed the first test. Maybe I'll do better later on. So I take it we're finding you in your kitchen.
I am close to my kitchen. I am actually with my three cookbooks that I have picked for you. The first one that I have is called Turkey and the Wolf, Flavor Trippin' in New Orleans. And maybe it's because I'm actually in D.C. and it's steamy and hot and sultry here. This set of New Orleans recipes just really jumped out at me.
Oh, tell me more. What are some of your favorites?
Well, okay, his very first recipe is for deviled egg tostadas. So we're talking two of my favorite foods. He makes them with buttermilk and lime and banana peppers. And there's another recipe I'm really eager to try, a collard melt. So imagine, if you will, a vegetarian sandwich piled high with cooked down collard greens, rye bread spread with Duke's mayonnaise, and spicy Russian dressing.
Okay, I'll just be honest. That sounds either delicious or horrible.
It sounds really good to me.
I think it's all in the execution. Sorry. Well, tell me about the chef behind these recipes.
So the man who came up with the collard melt is named Mason Hereford. He used to work at this amazing New Orleans restaurant called Coquette, which is a giant foodie destination. And now he runs his own restaurant called Turkey and the Wolf. Its name comes partly from a ritual at Coquette when everyone in the kitchen used to howl like a wolf when they sent out the restaurant's final dish of the night.
So what other cookbooks are you planning to test out for us, or that you've already checked out for us?
Well, like a lot of other people, I love spicy food when it's hot. So I'm also going to check out this new cookbook by Eric Kim. It's called Korean American. And this is a book that's a triumph of harmony, both between two cultures and between two genres, the memoir and the cookbook. And this one is a little bit more on the cookbook side. So in addition to reading about Eric Kim's life, I'm going to be trying out his roasted seaweed avocado toast. Sounds great to me. His cheeseburger kimbap, and a very tempting recipe for a shrimp cocktail combining both Old Bay and wasabi.
I think that's something I can get behind. But so for your last cookbook recommendation, is there something spicy there too?
Yep, you've got my number. This one is called Mi Cocina. It's by the author Rick Martinez, who I love because he loves history and because he hates words like authentic and genuine and modern and easy. He is his own person. He goes deep, he's funny, he likes a project, and he likes pleasing himself, not his critics. So I feel like he and I have a lot in common. I'm a big fan of tomatillo stew, and his pozole verde brings together chicken legs and allspice with hominy, jalapenos, poblanos, pepitas. It's one of those recipes that just activates all of your senses when you read it, as well as your impulse to go out and start shopping and start chopping.
Okay, but you said he likes a project, and that is kind of making me think that this is not one of those weeknight, have it on the table by 6:30 situations. So what kind of time do these recipes take?
Well, this is one of these cookbooks where the impetus is really upon making your own salsas and making your own tamales, preferably with fresh masa if you can get it. Martinez calls this book Recipes and Rapture from My Kitchen in Mexico, and it's drawn from a 20,000-mile trip he took through more than 140 Mexican cities.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, Netta, thanks so much for sharing these with us. And please enjoy deploying your teaspoons and saucepans this weekend.
Thank you, Michelle.